As we come today to the 24th chapter of the book of Leviticus, the subject here seems very much out of place with what we've been looking at and what we're going to look at through the remainder of the book. The subject here is the lights of the lampstand, the bread on the table of showbread, and then the death penalty for the blasphemer. Now, believe me, that seems out of place. And the items in this chapter seem to be, frankly, rather disconnected. The oil for the lampstand and the bread for the table just do not seem to belong between the Feast of Tabernacles and the Sabbatic year that's coming up in the next chapter. Nevertheless, I believe that this is the method of the Holy Spirit, because on another occasion, as we'll see in Numbers, the 8th chapter, there the instructions for lighting the lights and a brief description are inserted about the gifts of the princes and the cleansing of the Levites. And the instructions there for lighting the lights and a description of the manna. All is to be done in the light and leading of the Holy Spirit. And I think that you have that here, that before we look at the celebrations of the Sabbatic and Jubilee years, and we've just looked at the feasts, that we need to have it called to our attention that all must be performed in the light of the Holy Spirit and in the strength of the power of God. That's very important. Now, I think there's some very important practical implications here. The people were to furnish the oil for the lampstand and the fine flour for the bread on the table. You see, God made them participants in the provision and worship of the tabernacle. The importance of the lampstand cannot be overlooked. It was probably the most accurate and beautiful picture of Christ in all the tabernacle. Now, someone said to me, in fact, a very close friend, some time ago when we were so far behind in getting material out to you people and acknowledging everything. In fact, our success was our failure. We never expected such a phenomenal response, and we kept thinking it had let up, and it didn't let up, and we had to take on new help. But I sent out an SOS from this area for volunteer help. And I had a friend that was very critical of me. He said, "You sound like a cheapskate asking for volunteer help." Well, I said, "Probably I am." But I said, "I've learned a long time ago that when you get people involved in God's work, and that's what He wants them to do. I don't want this radio program to be my program. I want it to be our program, getting the Word of God out." And we have a very wonderful company of friends right here in Southern California that all I got to do is just drop my hat and they'll come running to help us out. And it's wonderful to have friends like that. And I know a great many of you, when I mention anything special, why, you have really come to the front. And I feel that those who love the Word of God, want to get the Word of God, we all should be involved in it. God said to His people, "You bring in the flour, you bring in the oil for the lamp, you furnish these things." Now, God, by miracle, could have furnished the bread as He'd fed the 5,000. But He didn't do it that way here. And He doesn't do it that way for us today. He wants us involved in the Lord's service. And if you're in a good church, a good Bible church, you ought to get involved in helping the pastor. It's amazing today how many ways people could help in the church if they just would get involved. That's all they need to do is to keep your eyes open and notice something that you could do that maybe somebody else is doing. You could really do it better. And maybe that you see certain Christian workers doing something and you could help them. I remember when I was in school, I had a Boy Scout troop, and I want to tell you, I doubt whether those boys ever did a good deed. They almost put me in a hospital, but I had really had to sit on them. So a couple of men, they were in the church, came in one night, and they saw that I was really having a problem with those boys. And so they came to me afterwards and said, "Would you mind if we came and helped you?" And you know, it was wonderful what those men could do while I was trying to get through a little Bible study to these fellows each week. May I say to you, friends, that we need to get involved. And that's a marvelous message that is here. And you'll notice that Aaron here has the sole charge of the lamps. And don't miss that. That's important to see that, because of the fact that the lamps are in the hands of our great high priest today. Remember, he said that he's the light of the world. Now that he's gone, he says, ye are lights in the world. And in the book of Revelation, we find him in the midst of the lampstands, and he's trimming the wicks, too. He's doing that again today.